In this week's parsha, Parshat Pekudei, we read about the completion of the building of the Mishkan. The parsha is called Pekudei because it begins by summarizing the monies, the objects that were collected for the Mishkan. But the word Pekudei is an interesting word because really it means more than just collecting, it means enabling, making someone responsible, a mifaked, a mifkan. And I think that this sense of responsibility we can appreciate when we look at the way we're told of the completion of the project. And I want to begin by focusing on the interesting formulation used to describe Moshe's role in the project at the end of the parsha. After the Jewish people complete fashioning and creating the elements that will construct the Mishkan, Hashem tells Moshe in Perek Mem that now it's upon him to be mekim, to put together, to put up the Mishkan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe in Chamishi all the things he needs to do. The last pasuk, after we're told of all the things Moshe needs to do, it says, Vayas Moshe kechol asher tziva Hashem oto kein asa. Moshe did as God commanded him to do. That's an introduction to the specifications in Shishi of all those things. The Torah now in Shishi repeats each step of what Moshe did. But what's interesting is that the formulation is different. It doesn't say that Moshe did kechol asher tziva Hashem oto. It says that Moshe did kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe. Why does it keep repeating when it's telling what Moshe did kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe? I think the answer to this question is that the Torah wants to describe Moshe's actions in a way that's similar to the way it describes the actions of the Jewish people. If you look in Parshat Vayakel, where we're told about the people's construction of the Mishkan and the Kelim, there this phrase is not used. But in Perek Lamed Tet, in Parshat Pekudei, when it describes the Jewish people's role in finishing the construction, the conclusion of every stage, it says, Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe, in reference to the actions of the Jewish people. By using the same phrase, Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe, in reference to the actions of the Jews, and also in reference to the actions of Moshe, an equation is set up between them. And the phrase is used 7 times by Moshe and 7 times by the Bnei Israel. And I think the message here is an obvious one. Different people have different roles to play. The Mishkan was not going to be something that was going to be constructed by everyone equally. Everyone donated a machzor shekel, but from there different people gave different amounts. Different people created different things, and ultimately Moshe was the one who was going to put it together. And eventually the Kohanim are the ones who are going to serve in it. But the actions of each person, when done l'shem shemayim, and when done according to the dictates that we receive from Hashem through Moshe, all those actions are equally significant. The parsha is one of Pekudei. It's one where people's actions, whether donations or constructions, are taken with a sense of responsibility. That we recognize we're created by Hashem with expectations from us that we're doing our best to fulfill. When we act that way, it doesn't matter if you're a regular Jew, you're a construction man in the Mishkan, or you're Moshe Rabbeinu himself. All these things are kasher. Tziva Hashem et Moshe, and they make it possible for the Shechina to be shorer in Klal Yisrael. The Medrash comments in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, where it says, Vayikra el Moshe vayidaber Hashem elav me'ol moed, that Hashem called Moshe into the Ol Moed. The Medrash explains the significance of this pasuk by giving a mashal to a king who asks his servants, commands his servants to build him a palace. The servants, on each piece of the palace, write the name of the king. When the palace is completed, the king comes for a tour, and he sees, everywhere he looks, he sees his name. And then he comments, how could it be that my servants showed me all this respect, and I'm on the inside and they're on the outside? He invites them in to be with him. So too Hashem invites Moshe in. What's the nimshal? Does the Mishkan have the name of God written on every object? I think the answer is obvious. When we build, when we act, when we live our lives, kasher tziva Hashem et Moshe, when we live our lives careful and scrupulous to the tzivuyim of halacha, and with a sense of trying beyond that to do what we think God expects from us, God's name is on everything we do, on everything we build. And that's what makes it possible for the Shechina to be Shorah, and for Moshe and the Jewish people to be invited in. May we be careful to realize and internalize this sense of Pekudei and express it in the way we build the Mishkan for Hashem and our lives for Avodat Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.